How many people remember what's the Hebrew word for a barren woman? I've told you like 100 times. You do. Okay, now, is that the same in Arabic? Well, you know it anyway. That's now that's, in other words, why? Where is that text now? There it is. Why this tradition? Why this way of acting of God? That so many of the key figures in the history of God's people were born of a woman who was barren. Why? To give us an idea of what fruit we can produce to God without him. Nothing. Also, because it shows us how, I can't explain exactly, how important generation is to God. The whole book of Genesis, for instance, is divided into 10 sections. And each one of these sections begins with a long genealogy. So-and-so begot so-and-so, who begot so-and-so. In other words, among the other blasphemies of abortion, there's this one. God leads through generation. And to abort is to break God's plan. And that's so it's more than just that the child has a right to live, certainly does, from God. So this story here, the mother of Samson, now he ran into some trouble, as you know, Delilah. See, all these names, see the word for son in Hebrew is, and the word for Samson are related, Sham. And his wife, Delilah, and the word for night in Hebrew is Laila. It's almost the same in Arabic, right? That's, in other words, there's light and darkness there, you see. And then because he prayed, he got all his strength back and wiped out the Philistines who were mocking him because he was there. You know the story, right? He was captured. He had no more strength. They mocked him. And then they brought him out one big banquet to just everybody laugh at him. And he said to the boy, guide him. He was blind. They blinded him. The son with being blind, so finally he grabs hold of the two big pillars that hold up the roof of this big building, and he pulls the whole thing down. But the point is that salvation is a gift. We don't earn it, we don't make it, we only receive it. And so, in this whole line of the Akerot, there is one who stands out above all the others, right? Mary. Mary is Akerah. She's Akerah by choice because the Lord told her to remain a virgin. That's these women, and there are several, and then Mary and Elizabeth. They're to show us that we don't create salvation, we receive it. It's a gift. And so that's why this first text is from the book of Judges, because the gospel is all about an Akerah, Elizabeth, and her husband. And they're both old. The angel comes and says, your wife is going to have a son. And he says, how am I going to know that? He didn't believe. Would that be hard to believe? Yeah. You know, they're old. They've been desiring children their whole life. This angel comes and says, now. But that's the way the challenge goes. The challenge. The Lord could be saying to us right today, or to some of us, I want to make you a saint. Oh, not me. No, I mean, in the first place, it's too much work, too hard. I want to be pious enough, and I sure want to get to heaven. But saint? No. And he's saying, you're just like the Akira. You don't believe. So why don't you be like one of the great Akirot who believe? Look at them all. You know, Sarah, Rebecca. They all conceived by the power of God. That's a lesson to us. If we are open to the Lord, we will produce fruit. And the fruit will be the work of God in us and through us. Isn't that wonderful? We got a great Pope, right? Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's getting criticized a lot, too. That's a good sign. And, when everybody thinks you're doing great, you're not. I mean, God's ways are not our ways. So if we're always, everybody thinks we're just the greatest, we're not. Because that's the great temptation of a preacher. He wants everybody to appreciate him, so he's going to cater to their sins. Can't do that. So we have this text now of Zechariah in the temple. The priest drew lots to see who would be the one honored to go in and offer incense within the Holy of Holies. And it says here, once when he was serving as a priest and his divisions turned before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Very great privilege. All the people are outside waiting. This is part of this daily liturgy of the temple. So the angel comes, and it's just too much for Zechariah. Give me a sign or something. I mean, like, he got his sign. He had his son, and his speech was restored to him. But he could have saved himself and God a lot of trouble if he had just believed. And that, I think, is for us today. How many things has the Lord promised us? Now let's pay attention. And let's lift. Right now, this dear country is Akira. It's producing very little good fruit, especially around Washington. We have to change that. We have to intercede. Well, I don't have anything to intercede with. Great. Then you're a candidate. Just pray. And God will take those prayers and do wonders with them. Because he's God, not because we're holy. But it's... So here's dear old Elizabeth, who's there, standing for the human race. We cannot produce a savior. We cannot produce salvation. We have ruined it. We have pulled this whole world down around our ears. Only God can save us. And he does. He has. And that's what Christmas is all about. The queen of the Akerot is Mary. By choice, she was Akira. And then from her was born the very Son of God himself.